Don't miss out on Chick Day from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Saturday, rain or shine, at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. 22 degrees. It is 8:26, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Educated choice federates a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
At Emporia State University, we're here to help you get the degree that will help advance your career. With over 30 unique graduate programs, on campus and online, you can grow in your career or start something completely new. Master's programs in athletic training, elementary education, applied sociology, or information technology, the opportunities are endless. Apply today at emporia.edu/grad.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and there's a lot of buzzing going on campus as the spring semester is now abloom up at Emporia State, and we're very pleased to be joined on the ESU Buzz program this morning by Dr. Shelley Gerke. Shelley's the Emporia State Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success. Dr. Gerke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are things going so far today for you?
Oh, wonderful. I'm excited. It's going to be like 44 degrees in January. Can't have anything wrong with that, right?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's okay. A-OK for this time of the year. No doubt about that. Well, Shelley, first, congratulations on your appointment to your new position here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited.
And Shelley moved into this new position January 10th officially, and her new position emphasizes Emporia State's priority that aligns with the Kansas Board of Regents goals that we were talking with Interim President Ken Hush about here a couple of weeks ago on this very program. So obviously enrollment, Shelley, vital to the existence, I guess, bottom line to Emporia State. And we're going to be talking today about Emporia State's enrollment growth initiatives. So what's the top of your list? Basically, how have you lined this out?
Wow. Well, there's the big question,
isn't it?
It is all sorts of different directions. So enrollment is not just recruitment, but it's also the retention piece. And, you know, ESU has bragged about having some pretty amazing graduation rates. And so we want to get them in the door, get them through the degree, and then have great new alumni out there. But with the changing demographics, we just can't keep doing things the way we've always done it. So we have to look for some new markets, and that means geographic markets. It also means different, our students might look a little different, you know. So we might have some returning students that, you know, started college and then life happens and now they want to come back and finish. We might have more non-traditional students that did their life in a different order than I did mine, and so now they've had their kids and they want to start coming back to school. And so there's lots of different ways our student body can look, and we need to start building relationships and getting out there so they know all about us.
I know that COVID-19 really rearranged things for specifically students from other countries, but how did COVID-19 maybe rearrange the recruiting picture here for students not only domestically but closer to home?
The trickiest thing was, you know, being front and center and building those relationships with students and their families and the high school counselors. In the schools, you know, the counselors were working on their own protocols, and so they were scrambling, and it wasn't as easy to be front and center with them. Plus, many of the schools, if they had in-person opportunities, were not letting outsiders in. So we had to be creative. We had to do more virtual opportunities. And, you know, our big thing is we want students on campus. If you can come visit campus, we have a much, much, much higher rate of you becoming a future Hornet. They get to see our beautiful campus and experience the love and community of Emporia State, but then they also get to, you know, see the city of Emporia, go down to the zoo, Sweet Granada, and so on. So it's the whole experience that we really benefit from when they come see us.
Well, it's a tough game out there. And I don't have to tell you that, Shelley, because recruiting, you're not the only university out there that is looking to get students on campus and in their buildings. And it's, as we touched on earlier, it is vital to keep that enrollment number up and keep it growing here for Emporia State University. And I guess you've touched on this, but so recruiting primarily, what are the factors involved? I think you touched on a few of these already, but how important is it, for alumni to get involved and faculty?
Well, my spiel is this. Recruiting starts with admissions, and that team is the boots on the ground that goes out into the schools, meets the students, meets the families, talks with the high school counselors. Then we send out, media. We have the postcards and swag and all those pieces. But then it's the whole campus and community that we need to help us with recruiting. So marketing has a huge piece of it with digital ads that we do and geofencing different opportunities and events. Faculty, every time a student is on campus, we have them meet with students in their area. When they go on the road, they talk about ESU. We let them take lots and lots of swag and materials and talk about ESU. We encourage faculty and staff, when you're eating at a restaurant, talk to your waiter or waitress and find out if they have any higher education aspirations. Recruitment can happen all the time. Alumni, of course, who are some of our greatest cheerleaders for ESU, but our alumni. And the more they can wear their black and gold, we have a site on the website called Refer a Hornet. Anybody can go out and do that, but certainly that's something we encourage our alumni to do. Even if it's their own family member, we want them to sign them up so we know and we can start sharing with anybody and everybody about Emporia State. I would even say that the city of Emporia is one of our greatest recruiters, too. Banners and flags hanging around campus. I know there's different times of year where people paint their windows about ESU and wear their ESU shirts or... For a while, we were all wearing ESU masks, and so it really is. It's an everybody effort, and we totally appreciate it when people help join in on that effort.
I could be totally wrong on this, but I remember, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I was transitioning from high school into the college ages, and it didn't seem like recruiting was as big of a deal. It seems, and again, 30 years ago, I may not have been seeing anything close to the full picture, but it seemed like universities were like, okay, we know you're coming to us. And it didn't really seem like there was that big of a push to come, get people there, experience things in and out of the classroom like we're seeing at Emporia State now.
So it is a totally different ballgame these days. There are so many institutions of higher education for students to choose from, and everybody is competing, trying to distinguish themselves to help students find what's the best match for them. We also, especially with COVID, we have more people questioning the value of higher education, and I am forever a cheerleader and have the passion that higher education is such a wonderful thing for everyone that wants to try it out, because it helps you with civic engagement. There is research that talks about the wellness, mental and physical wellness, that comes from getting a higher education degree. I will tell you a quick story. Several years ago, I was working with a woman that was a non-traditional. She had both of her kids in middle school and high school, and she was then coming back to finish her degree. And she took our intro to psychology class. It's a first-year general education class, lots of majors incorporated. When we were signing up for classes the next semester, she said that intro to psychology class was so awesome and things she'd never even thought of. And she said, I would have raised my children differently had I had this class before having kids. And so that is a piece that we're trying to continue to convey to families, the value of higher education and definitely the value of Emporia State University.
And Dr. Shelley Gerke, who is Emporia State's Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success. And we're talking about ESU's Enrollment Growth Initiative, and we talk about successful universities. We talk about having kids on campus and enrollment numbers. So you feel the pressure? I mean, these numbers are talked about all the time, Shelley. You're right out there in the lights.
Yeah. I have a few nights where, you know, I get a few hours of sleep and a few hours of awake. So it is certainly something. But, you know, there's best practices out there. We read through those. We ESUize those. And then we figure out what we roll out with the best, you know, return on our investment that matches who we are and how we find our students. It is not, you know, going to be an easy job. It is not for the faint at heart. I know that people are always asking about the numbers, and it is, like you said, it is important to the sustainability of Emporia State University, which is why it's not just me. It's everybody. We've all got to get on board and help make this happen, make sure that people know about Emporia State, know about what great things we have, and think about how can I help Emporia State, especially in the community, because we have such a great partnership between campus and the community that is just growing and looking for new opportunities. And the collaborations that happen are just wonderful, and we certainly want to keep that going and growing.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because I think most people know, and if they don't, they should know how important Emporia State is to this community. It's vital to have a successful Emporia State here in our community. So whatever you know, we here can do to help and support what Emporia State is doing is really important. Retention, what's top of the list, Shelley?
Well, retention is something Emporia State has done very, very well with for the last several years. As a matter of fact, I was just talking with a person from the National Institute of Student Success, and they were basically bragging on Emporia State because we have beat national averages with our retention. But until 100% of our students graduate, we are always going to have to work on retention. We have a program called the Stinger Success Program, and every student is automatically a part of that program where they have their very own academic advisor to help them navigate how to do college, what they want to be when they grow up, what are their talents that match that, and so forth. We have first-year seminars that help students get engaged and help them learn good study skills, time management, and so forth. We have ACES on campus, our Academic Center for Excellence and Success, and it's basically a student success center that has peer tutoring, success coaches, and several other opportunities to help students with their success. So we're trying to put the pieces in the place to provide the resources for students to have the opportunities to be successful.
And you'd mentioned here a couple of different times here, Shelley, about community support. And this is another, I think, real difference from, you know, the 80s to 90s time period is the emphasis on community campus activities to bring, really to serve as a bridge both directions. And Emporia State's obviously adding a lot to that list here over the last couple of years, even with COVID.
Oh, yeah. I think we have just begun to really understand how important we are to each other and how we can grow that together. ESU has different resources from the city, and, you know, we offer athletics and culture and student bodies and some employment for the city, and the city provides internships and opportunities for our students. And so the more we can work together and build that town gown, I think it's essential to the success of the university and to spreading the word about Emporia State.
Well, Shelley, obviously you believe in your product.
Absolutely. You cannot. You have to. Why would you not believe in Emporia State?
That's what we like to hear, that's for sure. Well, Shelley, hey, thank you so much for your time this morning, and let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
Oh, well, you might be sorry you offered that, but thank you so much.
Well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Shelley Gerke, who is Emporia State's Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success, on the ESU Buzz this morning here. And our buzz has been brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU. the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. And by Emporia State University, discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. Good morning. It's 8:40.
The Commerce Department says the nation's gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services in the country,